Democrats turn Mark Wayne Mullen confirmation hearing into debate on DHS shutdown, 2020 election, ICE. By John Binder on March 18, 2026. Democrats bungled their chances to disseminate Senator Mark Wayne Mullen's ROK record in Congress, instead opting to turn the Department of Homeland Security DHS secretary nominee's confirmation hearing into a debate with Republicans over the agency's ongoing shutdown, the 2020 election, and the legitimacy of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. On Wednesday, as Mullen fielded attacks from Senator Rand Paul, R.K. White, Senate Democrats pressed him on the 2020 election, whether he had traveled overseas while in Congress, and statements made by President Donald Trump's senior adviser Stephen Miller, among other things. In one bizarre line of questioning, for instance, once rising Democrat star Senator Elissa Slotkin, DME, who delivered the response address to Trump's address to Congress last year, claimed that the president is preventing the United States from free and fair elections and suggested he would try and steal another election in the future. I would just say that if we ever get to the point where you are being asked to put armed ICE officers at polling locations, we have lost the plot as a country, Slotkin told Mullen after questioning him about the 2020 election. We have fundamentally lost it. And until I hear someone tell me that this man, President Trump, will actually allow us to have a free and fair election, there is zero trust here, and I cannot trust that he won't try and steal it again. Emphasis added. Senator Ruben Gallego, Diaz, similarly brought up the 2020 election to Mullen. Meanwhile, Senator Richard Blumenthal, D.C. asked Mullen a series of questions about White House senior adviser Stephen Miller, to which the nominee repeatedly told the senator that he ought to ask his questions to Miller, not him. Stephen Miller also said, again on Fox News, under President Trump's leadership, we are looking to set a goal of a minimum of 3,000 arrests for ICE every day. If you're confirmed, are you going to be directing ICE to arrest 3,000 people a day? Blumenthal asked Mullen. Sir, once again, I can't speak for Stephen Miller. But I can say that the president has tapped me to be the Secretary of Homeland Security, and I will lead that department. And I'll lead it, Mullen responded, before Blumenthal interrupted to ask if he would follow the quota mentioned by Miller. No quota has been set for me, sir, Mullen said. Senator Gary Peters, DME, took the second half of the hearing into a debate over the ongoing DHS shutdown and said Republicans are using political theater when talking about the issue. We heard a lot of theater, all this stuff, Peters said of Republicans discussing the shutdown. Republicans are going to hold TSA hostage. They're going to hold the Coast Guard hostage. They're going to hold FEMA and CISA. They're going to hold it all hostage because they don't want to give any ground on making sure we just have common sense guidelines, Peters said. Peters then got into a back and forth with Mullen over the nominee's travels to Afghanistan following the 2021 withdrawal of U.S. troops, as well as international travel that Mullen took as a member of Congress that remains classified. Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, similarly discussed the DHS shutdown and went into a diatribe about the need to reform ICE, accusing agents of assaulting and killing innocent Americans while wearing masks, seemingly without accountability. The hearing rounded out with Senator Rand Paul raising the issue of Mullen's classified travel while in Congress and asking him to discuss such travel in a classified setting, to which the nominee agreed. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com.